Hey there, welcome to the Ketchup Corner, the podcast where we sit down once a week to discuss the latest pop culture and entertainment media topics. I'm your host, Cameron Tyner. Let's catch up. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ketchup Corner. I'm so glad to be back and talking with you this week. I hope you're having a great week. I am making it. Last week I took a week off of the podcast just because I had absolutely no time, like at all. Like I was just working on a lot of stuff for school. I had a big paper due, a bunch of assignments, and I just was looking through my week and I was like, okay, when am I gonna record? When am I gonna edit? And like the time was just not there because I needed all of that time to work on my papers and stuff. So I apologize about the lack of episode last week, but I am happy to be back this week, and don't worry, I have so much to say. And this week we get to talk about my favorite award show, so I'm so super excited about it. So yeah, let's just jump right into the catch-up. So obviously the first thing we're going to catch up on is celebrity news. And the biggest thing in celebrity news to me is the SAG Awards that happened last Sunday. So this is the Screen Actors Guild Awards. If you're not familiar, it's similar to like the Golden Globes. You know, they have like awards for TV shows, movies, like both categories. But what's special about the Screen Actors Guild Awards, like I've said before, is that the actors themselves choose who wins and who's nominated, so it's a really special award for actors to be recognized by their peers. So a lot of them see the SAG Awards as a really big deal because of that. And the SAG Awards were literally so amazing this year. They were amazing to me because all of my favorite people showed up. Like literally every single person I'm obsessed with showed up. Jessica Chastain, Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, Claire Foy, Zendaya, Andrew Garfield. Like it was stacked. Like there was so many people there and every single person looked amazing. Like no one's outfit was flopping. Like it was actually perfection. Like I was so obsessed. It was a great time. There were a lot of like great award winners, and a bunch of great moments when people went up to give their speeches. But before I get into the winners, I have a few more comments about the show itself. One thing that I feel like I absolutely have to mention is the Andrew Garfield and Sally Field of it all. Like, that was just the most wholesome thing ever because I love Andrew Garfield, obviously. And I love Sally Field. Like, she's just so iconic. Like, she's in so many good movies. And if y'all have ever watched the TV show Brothers and Sisters, like, she plays the mom, like, and it's absolutely iconic. But Sally Field is just an icon. And to see her with Andrew Garfield was so sweet. Like, the way that he, like, talked about her was so sweet. And then I saw, like, a whole bunch of videos of them after, like, when she was, like, doing her interviews and stuff. He was, like, with her and, like, carrying her award for her and stuff. It was precious. Like, I was so obsessed. And one thing that I really liked about the SAGs was the, like, editing. Like, whenever they first opened up the show, they had, like, this montage of, like, every show or movie that was nominated. And it was so good. Like, it was set to a Lizzo song. Like, it was basically an edit for every movie and TV show this year. Like, it was so good. And then they had, like, a montage for Sally Field, of course, which is lovely. And, like, it really showcased her talent and her work. It was beautiful to watch. And then their In Memoriam segment was beautiful as well. And I felt like it really showcased all the talent that was lost this year, and it was beautiful. So like whoever was doing the editing was literally killing it. Like every single thing was awesome. I loved all of those things. One thing I didn't really like is the clips that they were choosing for the actors, especially when I had seen the projects. Like some of the clips were so random, and you know, like when you see a movie or you see a TV show and you're like, this moment is so good, like it is going to be the one that they play when they're like, this person is nominated for this award, or they're like, the nominees are, and then they like say their name and then they show a little clip of them, and you see a movie or TV show and you're like, oh, this is what they're gonna play, like this is amazing. Some of the clips were just so out of pocket, like it was not showcasing great moments from the show, from the movie. Like specifically the one that stands out to me obviously is the award for female actor in a miniseries or TV movie. Like the only one that was good for those was Emily Blunt's, and I'm watching The Dropout a little bit because I'm just like curious, because you know Amanda Seyfried is like sweeping all the awards for her performance in The Dropout, so I'm like, okay, well maybe I need to watch The Dropout and see if she's actually the best, you know. And she has like such great acting moments, and they chose like such a weird moment for her like clip, and I was like, if she wins with that clip, like that's gonna be so weird, because she has such better moments of acting like in that show, and I've literally seen one episode. And they also chose a weird clip for Jessica Chastain, but that's, I mean, it was fine, but like it just didn't show anything good. I mean, it was all good, but like it just didn't showcase like one of the iconic moments from the show. Like I felt like they could have, like there's this one scene from, oh gosh, I don't even know what episode it is, I think it's like the third or fourth episode, I want to say it's the third episode, where she's like got, like she has like wet hair and she's like in this robe and like she's just like being iconic, and she's like telling off, like Tammy Wynette is telling off George Jones, like, and you know, like, she just has this, like, iconic line, like, and I just, as soon as I saw that moment, like, in my brain, I was like, Jessica Chastain is gonna win awards for this, and when she does, they're gonna play this scene, because her acting is out of this world in that scene. So, yeah, if you end up watching George and Tammy, or you have watched George and Tammy, make note of that scene, and it's just, like, the best, like, she's so good, like, so talented, and there's this line where she's, like, you fed me to them, it's so good. I almost, like, did a little scream in the microphone just then, but I'm being considerate of you guys' ears, okay, so I didn't, but that, just know, it's that good that I wanted to squeal a little bit. It just, ugh, everyone needs to watch it, okay, just trust me. So, yeah, the clips were a little lost on me, and sometimes I was like, okay, and, like, the award show is so good itself, like, it's definitely one of my favorites, just, like, the way it's set up, and I just felt like the clips of the actors is where they were losing me, like, where I would get bored, and I just felt like that should not be where you're losing me on the performances, you know? So, I didn't love that, but what I do love is them not having a host. Like, I think that's absolutely cute and gorgeous and perfect, because I'm just gonna be honest, the hosts at these, like, award shows for acting and even for music, like, when I'm watching an award show, like, I'm there for the actors, like, I wanna know what's going on with them, I wanna know what they're wearing, like, I wanna see them present, like, I wanna see them win awards and have great speeches, like, I don't need the monologue from the host, like, I don't need them to make corny jokes, I don't need them to make jokes at the expense of the actors that, like, end up being, like, kind of problematic, or, like, even if they're not problematic, like, when they show the actor's face, it's, like, kind of awkward, like, I don't need that. So, having no host, putting the actors to work, you know, like, we're gonna do this little montage at the beginning, it's gonna be funny, like, you people who are working in comedy, like, are gonna make a little joke, and then we're gonna get into the show, like, that is perfect to me, like, literally perfect. Don't change it. SAG Awards. And everybody else, like, take note. Like, you don't need a host. This thing hosts itself. Like, they have that little voice in it, like, and now presenting blah 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 is so and so, and like the people just come out on the stage. Like, you don't need someone to do that, you know. You just record it like they do, and it's way better. So that's one thing that I love. One more thing I don't love is that there was no picture of Emily Blunt and Jessica Chastain together, even though they're friends. Like, they were just sitting so far apart. Like, I just don't think it was plausible, but it did crush my spirit a little bit. Like, I was really counting on that, because they took pictures with other people, and it really crushed me. But it's fine, we move on, you know. There were other great moments. So I do want to talk about the winners. Obviously, y'all know my system at this point. I'm only going to talk about the ones that I care about, and that I think are relevant. Obviously, there's some ones that, like, maybe other people would talk about more, but that's just not me. So, the ones that I do want to talk about is, obviously, the first award of the show, Female Actor in a Miniseries or TV Movie, went to Jessica Chastain. You guys, I'm literally gagged. Like, this shook me to my core, okay? So, allow me to set the scene for you. And I promise I'm not going to take as much time on every single award I talk about, but y'all know I have to for this one. Allow me to set the scene, right? So, the whole awards circuit, Amanda Seyfried has been winning this award, and Jessica Chastain has just, like, been there, you know? And then, at the SAGs, Emily Blunt was also nominated for this award, and so, in my brain, I was like, oh, like, neither one of them are gonna win. Like, it's fine. Like, I can make peace with that. I can make peace with them both losing. Like, it's fine. And then, the day of the SAG Awards, I was like, oh no, I think I want one of them to win. Like, I really do. Because, like, I know they would be happy for each other. Like, you get the little clip of them clapping, being happy, and then you get to hear one of them give a speech. I was like, oh no, like, I think one of them has to win. And while Emily Blunt's performance was amazing in the English, she hasn't really had much promotion for it, and I don't think that Prime Video, which is the platform that it's on, has been, like, promoting her or the show as much, so I could see where, like, she would be less likely to win. But on the other hand, Showtime has been putting Jessica Chastain to work. They've been cranking out the content. Like, they're making sure that people are watching George and Tammy. And, like, she was doing all these days of press where she would go, like, and they would screen the first episode of George and Tammy. And then she would do a Q&A afterwards with people who were, like, invited to these private screenings, who were, you know, voters for the SAG Awards, people with their SAG cards. And I think that did wonders, you know, because I was talking to one of my friends about this and just saying that, like, you know, imagine you see all these performances. Say you watch all of them, and one of the actors you saw in person, you heard them answer all these questions about their show that they were in and their character and their process of creating it, and, you know, you got to shake their hand, take a photo with them. Like, that's gonna sway your vote. Like, it just is. There's no way around it. And not that it shouldn't, because I think it definitely merits, you know, swaying your vote, because, you know, she's putting in this work, going out there, like, meeting people, talking about it, and I think that's really cool. And, like, it shows the amount of effort that, like, went into this project, like, how much she cares about it, and, like, the people who are, you know, setting all this up for her care about George and Tammy and Jessica Chastain in George and Tammy. And so when I started to reflect on, like, okay, I want Emily or Jessica to win, I was like, you know what, like, Jessica could win, because I feel like she's, like, the only one who's doing this sort of promotion, like, and maybe, like, Amanda Seyfried did it in the past, but, like, no one else at the time of voting was doing this. And so I was like, okay, it could be Jessica Chastain. But still in my head, I was like, it's not going to be. And when they said her name, boy, I was shocked. Just like her, she was shook to her core. But somehow, like, you know, she always gets up there and gives, like, such an inspiring speech. And that's what I love about her. If you haven't heard her Oscar speech from last year, like, go give a listen. It's so impactful and meaningful and really sweet. And she did that again at the SAG Awards. And I just loved it, as I'm sure y'all are all not shocked by. So let's talk about some more awards. So next up, we have Female Actor in a Comedy Series. And this is won by Jean Smart for Hacks. She wasn't there, which y'all know makes me sad, but she is so deserving. If y'all haven't watched Hacks, it is such a funny show. It is about a female comedian who, you know, she's getting older, she's losing her, I don't know, like, comedic prowess. Like, you know, people are not as excited about her performances anymore, and so they decide they're gonna, like, hire someone new to write her jokes, and they hire this, like, young, like, millennial girl to write her jokes. And obviously Jean Smart's character is, like, totally against it, but, you know, they end up creating this bond, but, like, they still beef with each other. Like, it's just so funny and, like, so heartwarming at the same time. So it's a really good show, and Jean Smart is awesome in it. So yeah, the next award that I want to talk about is a Male Actor in a Comedy Series. And this was won by Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. And I know I haven't talked about The Bear before, but I just watched it, not this weekend, but the weekend before. And I haven't gotten a chance to talk about it on here yet, but it will be in my TV recap. But The Bear is so good. Like, such an intense show for it to be a comedy series, but it's really good. And Jeremy Allen White does an awesome performance in it, and so excited to see him winning. And if I'm correct, like, I feel like he's been sweeping this category this award season, so go Jeremy. And then, of course, for female actor in a supporting role, we have Jamie Lee Curtis. Of course, everyone loves Jamie Lee Curtis. I understand. However, I just don't think she should be taking this award at every award show. Because, and, like, I know, like, she's getting the votes because she's, like, an iconic actor, and, like, people have a lot of respect for her in the industry and, like, her career, and so I get that she is deserving of awards, but, like, when it comes to this performance in this category, like, she definitely didn't give the best performance or have the most meaningful performance in the film. Like, Stephanie Hsu was nominated for this award as well, and she's in the same movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and her character is really, you know, pivotal to the plot and the film itself. And so I just wish Stephanie could have got some love, but, you know, like I said, Jamie Lee Curtis is an icon, so, like, having her win, it's not the biggest shock in the world, but I wish Stephanie could have had her moment. And who knows, maybe she will at some point. And then lastly, we have female actor in a leading role, and it went to Michelle Yeoh. Thank goodness. I was so happy it went to her. Like, she gave such a heartfelt speech, but I'm going to be literally 100% so honest. I could hear what she was saying, but I could not focus on what she was saying because her dress kept hitting the microphone, like, over and over and over, and every time it hit, it was, like, stressing me out. And if it wasn't hitting the mic, I was, like, anticipating that it was going to. It was just, it was really stressing me out. So I really have no idea what she said, but I'm really glad that she won, and she's so deserving. And then, of course, Abbott Elementary won, Jennifer Coolidge won, White Lotus won, Brendan Fraser won. Like, amazing performances that everybody, well, you know, Brendan Fraser, there has been a time where he hasn't won, so it's not a given that he's gonna win. But these, like, in my notes, I'm like, Abbott, of course, Jennifer, of course, White Lotus, of course, yay, Brendan. Like, of course these people won because they deserve to, and these shows won because they deserve to, and they're just so good. So, yeah, that's pretty much my SAG Awards recap. I know it was a little hefty, but it is my favorite award show. And if you didn't watch it this year, maybe you'll remember to next year, because it is always the most entertaining one to me, and it always has heartwarming speeches. This year was no exception. There was so many tender speeches, and it was really great. And other than that, I have some celebrity news that I want to talk about. Obviously, the Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez drama of it all. I want to say I feel like I know all of the details, but, like, honestly, there could be some things that I'm, like, missing out on, because this isn't a saga that I'm, like, intentionally keeping up with. Like, it just keeps, like, falling into my lap, or I'm, like, hearing about it on, like, other podcasts. And so I don't think I know everything, but I do think that everyone in this situation is kind of giving me the ick. Like, you know, a lot of people are either, like, siding with Selena and being like, Hailey and Kylie are just, like, mean girls, like, they need to, like, leave her alone, like, yada yada yada, they just want to be her, like, all of that stuff. And I would say that that's, like, the majority of what people are saying. Like, that's the, like, pretty much, like, main consensus from this whole thing. And then, you know, there are some people who are like, Selena needs to, like, stop, like, it's awkward, like. And for me, like, I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I just feel like these people should not be engaging with each other online. Like, Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner, like, shouldn't be, like, making these, like, subtle disses at Selena Gomez. And, like, if you're familiar with Twitter, like, essentially they're, like, subtweeting her, like, you know, like, talking about her but not saying her name or doing anything that, like, explicitly says, like, we are talking about Selena Gomez and we hate her. Like, they're not doing that. So it's just, like, this, like, vague thing that's, like, also, like, hard to police, because you can't be like, stop talking about Selena Gomez, because, like, they can just as easily say, like, we're not talking about Selena Gomez, like, your crazy fans are reading into everything. And that's true. Like, some of Selena's fans can be crazy. Like, some people still think that, like, her and Justin Bieber should be together. And it's just like, okay, that was how many years ago? And Justin Bieber's literally married to someone else. Like, it's just weird, I think. And then I also do agree, like, on the other side that, like, you know, like, I do agree they need to leave her alone, because, like, who cares? But she also needs to stop engaging with it. And I think maybe that's what's happening with, like, her taking a break from social media. Maybe, like, her publicist, or maybe it was just her own choice, but, like, someone decided that, like, it's not a good idea for her to be on social media right now, because, you know, she's, like, going through these TikToks and she's in the comments, and, like, that just needs to cease, you know, because she'll go on her Instagram story and be like, oh, like, I love Kylie, like, I'm sure she wasn't talking about me, like, blah, blah, blah. And then she's, like, commenting on TikToks of, like, people saying that Hailey and Kylie are talking about her, and she's, like, thanking those people for their support, and, like, being like, yeah, like, I just try not to let this stuff affect me, essentially confirming that she thinks this stuff is about her too, which then I think fuels the fire of people who are like, they need to leave her alone, like, they're bullying her. And it's just like, everyone just needs to stop. Like, hopefully this just, like, fizzles out and, like, they leave each other alone, you know? Because, like, y'all need to, like, y'all are grown. It's just embarrassing. And especially when you're this famous, like, y'all are beefing, like, some middle schoolers on social media. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, stop, you know? So that's what I have to say about that. And then one last piece of celebrity news, which I just feel like I have to talk about, because, like, what was that? You know, like, it's gonna be one of those things that, like, in a few years, people are gonna be making those videos that are, like, pop culture moments that alter my brain chemistry. They're gonna be, whatever the trend is in a few years, they're gonna bring up the moment of Ariana DeBose at the BAFTAs opening it up, singing her little song. Like, what was that? Like, I just have so many questions about this performance, because if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ariana DeBose was, like, the opening act at the BAFTA Awards. So, you know, like, all these actors are there, and she decides to, like, sing about them, and, like, it's just so, so weird. Like, the first line that I remember is her saying, like, "Dame Emma, I'm so fond," and then it, like, shows Emma, and then she's like, "Anna, girl, you were great and blonde," and then they show Ana de Armas, and, like, every person they show looks just, like, so confused, and they're like, "What's going on?" And then, oh gosh, I don't know what comes after that, but I know she calls Kate Blanchett Blanchett Kate, which just makes me giggle. And then, of course, like, the iconic one is, like, Angela Bassett did the thing. Like, I literally am trying so hard not to laugh right now, because, like, it's just so funny. Like, I don't know who, like, heard this and was like, "Yes, Angela Bassett did the thing, Viola Davis, my woman king." Like, it just, oh, and then she said this, then I'm pretty sure that's when she says, "Blanchett Kate, you're a genius," and then it pans to Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's like, "Jamie Lee Curtis, you are all of us." Like, what does that even mean? It just makes me laugh so much. Like, I can't even tell you the amount of times I've watched it, and, like, she's, like, so, like, out of breath, like, her hair is all over the place, like, everyone's like, "Is she drunk? Like, what is happening?" And then these videos came out of her, like, backstage practicing, and it was, like, just, like, how it actually happened. And, oh gosh, I think the garbage truck is outside, so just ignore that. But she's just, like, I don't know, like, it was so planned. Like, it definitely was approved by, like, a lot of people, I'm sure. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. And at first, like, she seemed to be, like, embarrassed by it, like, people were saying, like, "Oh, she deactivated her Twitter," but then, like, actually heard that, like, her Twitter had been, like, deactivated before that, so, like, maybe it wasn't related to the situation. But anyway, people are like, "Oh my gosh, like, she's, like, got her feelings hurt," because people are, like, coming for her online. But, like, it's just so funny, like, people can't help it, myself included. Like, it just made me giggle. But then, you know, people, like, started leaning into it a little bit more. Like, Angela Bassett won an award, and she, like, it wasn't at that award show, but she won an award, and she was like, "I did the thing." And everyone, like, was, like, cackling at that. And then, like, Ariana DeBose, like, presented an award at the SAG Awards, and she, like, did the little dance that she does when she says, like, "Angela Bassett did the thing," and it's, like, a little pose, and she did the pose, and, like, it made me cackle. And then, like, she, I can't remember who she was presenting with, but she told them, like, "Okay, do the thing." Like, it was so funny. So, like, eventually her publicist was like, "Okay, like, in order for this to pass and, like, you not to, like, flop forever, like, you just have to laugh at it, okay? Like, just laugh at it, make some jokes, move on." And, like, I'm glad she did that, because, like, I hate to think about, like, someone, like, getting roasted online and, like, being really sad about it, like, because, like, should we be laughing at her? No, like, it's rude. And, you know, like, Jamie Lee Curtis was defending her, and, like, I'm glad she did that, but, like, we're gonna laugh, like, it's just how we are. So her leaning into it made me feel better, because it's, like, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, like, in that industry, like, it's gonna be a long, hard road. So I'm glad that she leaned into it, and I just had to bring that up, because, like, it genuinely is so funny to me. Like, anytime I see it, like, ugh, it just cracks me up, and I have to sing along. So thank you, Ariana DeBose, for one of the most iconic pop culture moments, like, in a while. So that's pretty much it for celebrity news. And I do have one piece of movie news for us this week. I couldn't really find a lot of things, but I did find one story that made me giggle a little bit, and it is about, if you know what I'm talking about, Spitgate, which I think, you know, people dubbed this event Spitgate, which is at the premiere for Don't Worry Darling, There's this video of, like, the actors going to their seats, and Chris Pine and Harry Styles are sitting next to each other, and Harry Styles, like, leans over to Chris Pine, and everyone was saying in this video, it looked like he spit on him. And people are like, did he spit on him? Like, there's no way he spit on him. Like, what? But, like, it really did look like that. And, like, people were talking about this so much. Like, maybe no one listening to this podcast knows what I'm talking about or ever heard about this, but it was literally all over Twitter, all over TikTok, all over Instagram. Like, people were talking about this moment and wondering if Harry Styles spit on him. And the whole time I was like, there's no way. Like, why would he spit on him? But, like, also the video really did look like it. So it just was confusing to me. And they never said anything about it until now. You know, 6 months have passed, and Chris Pine decides to say, Harry Styles didn't spit on me at the premiere, actually. Thank you, Chris. That's all you had to say. And he said that, like, he was actually, like, saying some phrase to him, but he was like, it's an inside joke. Like, you know, you guys wouldn't understand. So, you know, Harry Styles didn't spit on Chris Pine, and that's the words of Chris Pine. So there you go. Maybe he's just saying this now because he wants some more press, because, like, Don't Worry Darling press is, like, essentially dead now. But, you know, he's cleared the air for us, and for that we should be thankful. So that's about it for movie news. This week's movie of the week is a fun one. So this week's movie of the week is 80 for Brady. What a fun movie. 80 for Brady. I'm pretty sure I talked about this movie a couple of weeks ago because it was, you know, coming out soon. It's with Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. They play, like, a group of best friends who somehow, don't want to spoil it, become obsessed with Tom Brady. And they decide that they are going to go to the Super Bowl and, you know, see him. And they want to see the Patriots win, like, this was, I think it was set in, like, 2017, I think, is when the Patriots, like, won the Super Bowl. But it's just such a funny movie. They all gave, like, such great performances, of course. Like, you take these four actresses and put them in a comedy movie together, like, it's gonna be cute and gorgeous. Like, it's gonna be so funny and entertaining. And there was, like, the strangest, like, cameos. Like, Billy Porter had a cameo. Guy Fieri had, like, more than a cameo. Like, he was playing a pretty big role in the movie. Like, it was just so silly and so entertaining. And, like, if you want to just go see a movie that is just gonna, like, be a good time, like, you don't need it to be the best movie in the world, you just, like, want to see a movie and be entertained, like, I would highly recommend seeing 80 for Brady. Like, it's just so fun, and seeing these actresses work together and, like, just be, like, you can just tell they were having a good time while filming this. And so it's so cool to me to just see, like, people who have such great talent, and, like, at a point in your career, like, you just reach the time where you can just be like, you know what, like, I'm gonna do a fun movie. Like, I'm gonna have a good time. Like, it just makes me think about, like, that movie Wine Country with, like, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Maya Rudolph, like, all the whole gang, you know. It's just, like, the silliest movie ever, and just, like, people who are actually friends being friends and, like, making a movie. Like, it's just so fun, and, like, you can tell that they had fun, which makes it, like, so fun to watch. So go give 80 for Brady a watch if you're interested, and you should be. So that's the movie of the week. Next up, we've got a TV series recap. Who would have believed it? I finally completed another TV show. So, a couple of weekends ago, I watched The Bear with my parents, because we wanted some limited series to watch that we could, you know, tackle in a weekend. And The Bear has been critically acclaimed, and, like, I've been hearing people say it's good. So I was like, you know what, like, we should watch The Bear. And my mom was like, yeah, I've been wanting to watch that. So we sit down to watch it, and it's a comedy show. You know, I think it had, like, 8 episodes, I want to say, and they're, like, 30 minutes-ish each, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be such a giggle, and it was at times. There were times for giggling, but when I tell you, that show stressed me out so bad. Like, it literally caused me such stress. Like, it was just so overwhelming. So, The Bear is about Jeremy Allen White's character, and he, you know, used to be this big, fancy chef in a big, fancy restaurant, and his brother, who owns, like, a sandwich shop, passes away, and his brother leaves him his sandwich shop after his death. And so, Jeremy Allen White's character decides to go, you know, like, quit the fancy restaurant lifestyle, and, you know, he's gonna take over the sandwich shop and make it better. And it is just complete and utter chaos. The dynamics are insane in there. But, like, each little character is so interesting. Like, everyone that works there is so interesting. And, like, they're the kind of characters where you don't necessarily learn a lot about everyone, but what you do know is interesting. And so you're like, oh, like, I want to know more about that person, or I want to know about their background, or I want to know more about how they feel in this moment where we just kind of see their face and, you know, we don't really get a lot. And this show is just so good. Like, we literally binge watched it. Like, I think we watched it in like 2 or 3 days, like 2 or 3 nights of just like watching a couple episodes. It was so good, and I highly recommend it if you feel like you can tolerate the stressful environment of the show, which I think you can and you should. It's really good, and it had a fabulous ending. I loved it. It was so, like, heartwarming, the ending. Like, I just kept thinking to myself the whole time we were watching the show, like, this show is really good, but if it doesn't end well, like, I'm gonna be stressed, okay? Like, I need a good ending. So, it had a beautiful ending, and I loved it so much. Like, honestly, the ending, like, made me want to cry a little bit. Like, that's how good it was. But they're actually making another season, so it's interesting, because I feel like they could have just ended it there, and it would have been good. So, I'm excited to see, like, where they go from there. And I have a couple of ideas, but definitely check it out if you're looking for something to watch. And, you know, like, Jeremy Allen White's been winning awards for it, so there's some proof to what I'm saying. So, yeah. And then just about, like, my TV updates. I'm currently working through catching up on Abbott Elementary. I've seen a lot of episodes, but I'm not caught up to where they are now on season 2. So I'm slowly but surely making my way through that. And I just love it. It's so good. And they're winning all the awards, and they deserve to win all the awards. Like, it's just, it's fabulous. And maybe I'm gonna continue to watch The Dropout. Like I said, I only watched one episode, but it was good and intriguing. I feel like it kind of had a slow pace though, so it didn't like immediately suck me in, but I could see myself getting into it. So who knows, maybe I'll end up loving it and be like, Amanda Seyfried should win every award. But that would be crazy. Well, and you know, like, the TV circuit is kind of over until the Emmys, and she already won an Emmy for this, so she won't even be nominated anymore, but I still am interested, and I'm still interested. So yeah, that's pretty much it for TV stuff. We've got a little bit of music news. One thing that I'm confused about, and another thing that I'm a little confused about. So the first thing is that Meghan Trainor, she said that she was releasing a song called Mother on March 1st, which was yesterday as I'm recording this. And then I remembered that because I had, like, screenshot it, and I was like, oh, I need to listen to this song, like, for the podcast when it comes out. And then I went to her Instagram yesterday, and she was like, snippet of Mother out now on YouTube Shorts. So they just released, like, 30 seconds of the song on YouTube. It was really strange, and I feel like I couldn't really get a good feel for the song. When I did hear, I was just kind of like, I don't know, I'm not into it, but I do feel like right now is, like, a good time to release a song called Mother, because, you know, I feel like Mother is having its moment. Like, Mother is becoming a very iconic pop culture word, you know, like, so, you know, releasing a song called Mother is, like, iconic, because, like, if there's, like, a moment where people can make, like, edits, or, like, it can become a TikTok dance, where, because, you know, like, people are every time, like, a celebrity looks good, people are like, oh my gosh, like, she's mother. So, I could see the song having a moment, but it needs to have something in it that is, like, you know, the pop culture girlies are gonna go crazy over. But I've yet to see that because the whole song isn't out, and I'm really confused about when the whole thing is gonna be out. So, I do actually have one more little thing to say about music, and I just think it's a little interesting. But I'm intrigued. So that's why I was confused, because I'm just like, I don't know. So Ed Sheeran announces that his new album is going to come out on May 5th, and it's going to be called Subtract, which, you know, like, he's got Divide and yada, yada, yada. All this other math stuff, you know, like, I honestly can't remember off the top of my head, like, how many math things he has, but, like, I know it's, like, a thing. Like, I don't know if he's done, like, addition, subtraction, obviously this is subtract, but I don't know if he's done, like, add, multiply, divide, and now he's closing it out with subtract. I feel like I saw someone on Twitter say that, but I don't know if that's true. But I do know he has divide, and I feel like I remember one with, like, an X, so maybe he is finishing it out. But it's coming out on May 5th. And he said that, you know, he's been working on an album for a while, but then he went through some pretty traumatic life events, and that just kind of changed everything for him, and he wanted to release an album that felt real to where he's at in his life and what he's been going through, and so he completely scrapped this album that he's been working on to create a new album that felt more true to him. So I really respect that, and I think it will be really good. He said it's gonna be kind of stripped back, and I know that Taylor Swift introduced him to Aaron Dessner for this album, and he worked with Aaron on this, which is amazing. Aaron is such a good producer for music, so I'm excited to see, like, how this album plays out. I'm not the biggest Ed Sheeran fan, but, like, I probably will check it out. You know? So, that's the music news. Pretty interesting. And, you guys, you're gonna be so proud of me. I finally am, like, invested in a book this year. I feel like I've read one book this year. Like, I literally have read one book. But I'm finally invested in a book, and it is the Book of the Month book that I told you guys about in a previous episode. It's one of them, and, you know, I was like, I need to get into something. Like, I have a reading goal of 23 books, and I've read one book. So I need to get moving. And this book, Someone Else's Shoes by JoJo Moyes, I think is how you say her last name. It was just calling my name. And so I decided to pick it up. It's, if you don't remember from before, it's about two separate women. One of them is, like, extremely wealthy, and, you know, she gets, like, abruptly pushed out of her husband's life after many, many years of marriage, and she's just kind of, like, thrown out with no money, no resources, no job. Like, she's, like, just kind of relied on his wealth for everything, and so she gets kind of left in the dust by him and has nothing. And then it's also about another character who is just your average, like, middle-class woman. Her husband is, like, struggling with depression, and so that is, like, putting some stressors on her and her family, and she's kind of struggling in her job, and, like, there's just, like, a lot going on at work. And so both of these women are struggling, and they accidentally take each other's gym bags at the gym, and they get each other's shoes and each other's clothes, and that's kind of how the whole thing starts. Eventually in the book, they are going to meet up, with each other, and, you know, apparently it's gonna take a big turn from there, but I haven't gotten there yet. I'm, like, almost 200 pages in. I think I'm on page, like, 179 or something. I'm hopefully gonna read a little bit more today, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm actually so excited that I'm, like, enjoying a book and, like, getting into it. So yeah, more to come on that, more actual reading updates, hopefully, because I feel actually invested in this book, which is a change. So, now that I've talked your head off after not talking for a week. I just want to say thank you so much for being here and listening. I look forward to chatting more in the future. I hope you have a great week. I hope you do spend some time doing something fun, something that you love on top of all of the things that you have to get done. And I cannot wait to catch up with you next week. Talk soon. Yeah.